What is going on, guys? Your boy Bonzer is here with Emrags, about 3 hours away. Is that how you usually intro it, Matt?
Damn. It's decent. I mean, we kind of left it up and open, bro.
We have to mix it up. So Bonzer here with Emrags here for episode, what are we, episode
16?
16.
But that's really crazy. 18. But it's really 18. Because we had the 2.5, 2.75.
Yeah, that's wild. So we're still here. No intro. So we're shaking things up. Bonzer introing today. Emrags is just taking the back seat, usually what I do. But we have a few big things coming up. Emrags is moving out of his mommy and daddy's house, finally.
My race car bed.
So did you pack the race car bed, or you're actually getting a new one?
No, it has to stay, unfortunately. I did end up buying a full-size mattress from Mattress Firm, so... And again, right, just like we talked about in the last episode, is I laid in a bunch of beds. They all felt exactly the same. One with a plush bed, but that's getting sent to Hoboken on Saturday. So if you guys haven't heard, I am moving to Hoboken Saturday. But the we're out of the race car bed. We are officially out of the race car bed.
That's crazy. So moving from your house is like a big step. I remember when I did a few things that I like my parents babied me.
Yeah,
like my mom did all my laundry. She did all the cooking.
Yeah.
So that was like a reality check. Was like, what are you going to
eat? Oh, cause you never lived in college. You never dormed at college. Right?
I did. I did for a semester.
Yeah.
Or two, maybe two semesters, like a year.
Yeah.
But what are you going to eat? What are you going to.
Dude, no eating. I'm actually excited because like the thing is anything I buy will be like my food. Whereas like now it's like, you know, if I buy something, you know, it could go to the hands of King of the North. It could go to the hands of, you know, Father Rags. Like you never know where food in the house is going to fall. You know what I mean? But no, my standard is usually Sunday nights. We get like a George Foreman grill, like one of those like $35 grills. They're really nice. And you can just grill chicken on it. So like, I love chicken. I love grilled chicken. Like I could live off it. You know what I mean? So I'm anticipating like literally rice and chicken. We got to throw in broccoli in there, obviously.
Yep.
But like, you know, cause then you can do wraps, quesadillas, just standard chicken and broccoli, chicken and rice, quesadilla.
Do you need help?
What was that?
Do you need help?
You know, after seeing your quesadilla pictures on Twitter, I think I'm set. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, if you change your mind, I can walk you through how to cook one of those bad boys up.
Yeah, maybe I'll call you in like a Taco Tuesday for like some advice there. But no, I'll be honest. So like, but then it's even like the cold cuts I have at the house. Like, I know everything is mine, which is nice. True. So yeah, I feel like when I first moved off campus in college, that was like a reality check. It was like you were off meal plan. Right, you had to go food shopping. But I'll be honest, like I don't know how you feel. I love food shopping. I love Stop and Shop.
I've been going. So my wife is pregnant, having a baby boy, 1-0 in gender reveals.
1-0 undefeated.
Anyway, so I've been doing all the food shopping just because like she's like, I don't want to be near germs and like COVID, blah, blah, blah. So I've been doing the food shopping for the last like 2-3 months and it sucks.
Yeah, but you stiff arm people in the aisle, right?
Oh, dude. I try to do like one trip. Like I try to like make it most efficient as possible. So like I never have to turn around and like go backwards. Kind of like that. But like all of our shopping aisles are like one ways.
Yeah.
So, like if you go down, you can't come back, whatever.
Wait, so I was going to bring that up. Like, do people actually listen to that by you? Because by me, like no one even listens to it. I don't. Thank God. That was the dumbest. I understood it, but like it's so dumb now.
I get looked at all the time. Like I had to tell a guy to suck my dick one time. I don't know if you saw that tweet.
Like that was serious. I never know. Like some, I don't know if you're, you know, some of your tweets are elaborated and some are not. You know
what I mean? They're all real.
Wow.
They're all real. No, they're not all real, but that one was real.
That one was real.
Yeah.
How old was this guy?
Maybe like 50s. He was.
All right, wait, walk me through that interaction.
I'm trying to think it. Yeah. So I brought the carriage down to one way and I had my AirPods in.
The carriage or the cart?
I call it
this fucking Cinderella carriage.
Don't bully me on you pronounce things like the most insane ways possible.
Yeah, but a carriage is like what it's like a horse carriage. Like you don't carriage?
You call it a cart?
Shopping cart. Yeah, shopping cart.
I call it a carriage.
Okay. Teach their own.
Yeah. I mean, I'm older, you know?
Fair.
Anyways, so I'm walking with my carriage. It does sound weird now that I'm saying it.
Yeah, because it's not called a carriage. Like, it's a baby carriage, like what you put a child in. It's probably because you're doing the baby shopping. Like, your brain is probably in a, like, just mush right
maybe
now.
Maybe. But, yeah, anyways, so I go down a one way. Like, the food I want is right there. There's no way I'm going around the aisle to come up and back. So, there's no way. So, I, like, go down. And I'm, like, walking pretty fast, pushing pretty quick. And he goes, hey, you're going the wrong way. He's like, can't you read the sign? He was like wicked rude about it. And so I take my AirPod off. I knew he was talking to me. And I take it off. I was like, what? And he says it again. He's like, can't you read? You're going the wrong way. And I was like, suck my dick. And I grabbed the food, put my AirPod back in. And I just walk away. And his wife looked at me in like in disgust. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one. I don't know. Like, that thing's balls to just yell at someone's face.
I was pissed. Like, I was in a bad mood anyways. Like,
fair.
Yeah, I say a lot of things that I probably shouldn't say, but.
Yeah, well, that's fair too. Wait, can you talk about, so what's going on with your heater, by the way? Like, you said you fixed it. I literally tweeted you the meme of the Flex Seal guy, like just slapping something on.
I mean, so basically our hot water heater gave out.
That's we the found worst, out
my
man.
My wife jumped in the shower. It was obviously cold. Like, she's like, okay, something's wrong. I go downstairs right behind me, actually, like where we record, where I stream, where I do all my work. Like, I'm here all the time. Puddle, a huge fucking puddle. So I look in the hot water, like the hot water heater is like gave out. It's off.
Jeez.
So I call my wife's dad. He's like, he's okay with that type of shit. So I was like, hey, hot water like gave out, like, do you know a plumber I can call? Cause he knows like all these type of
things. Yeah.
Called the plumber. He like walked me through it. He's like, hey, yeah, it probably gave out if it's leaking from the bottom. So what's going to happen? He's like, it's a 40 gallon tank. It's going to all come out. So there's like nothing you can do. Like it's gone. So he's like, what you can do is instead of it going on your like basement floors, like put a hose into the side. There's like a little spigot. You can put the hose on to like relieve pressure, put it in a bucket. So I put the hose in to try to like put everything in a bucket, like the guy said, but there's a valve you have to like turn on to like release the pressure. And I never turned that valve on. So like I had the hose in the side, water never came out. I'm like, there's no water coming out. I'm like, I did this the right way. So then the guy comes in the next day, the plumber, he's like, yeah, you never turned the valve on. So like nothing was happening. Like, so what you did, like did absolutely nothing.
Well, it's better than it doing worse, right?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, water still went everywhere. And
dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, thank God they didn't hit any of your setups or like anything that like, even like wires and stuff. Like
it's set up is it's like downhill. So it goes to like the back, which is good. So like water will never come where I am. If anything,
thank God.
It just goes like, it's a little slope.
Thank God, man.
But yeah, there was a lot of like sitting water. Like we had to clean, and it was when you were playing with Megan on Monday.
Yeah. I thought you were trolling at first because you're like, yo, are we playing tonight with Megan? I'm like, yeah, I think so. She answered us, invite when you're ready. And all of a sudden I get a text from you like, yo, like my water heater just gave out. I was like,
yeah, I was already like, my wife was literally going to take a shower and I was going downstairs to like, to play. And then she's like, something happened to the hot water. So I go downstairs. I'm like, oh no. First thing I thought of is like, now I can't play with Megan.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the timing was so funny that I literally thought you were trolling. I thought you were just making up an excuse. I was like, wait, what? But then by like the tone of your text, I was like, wait, shit, this kid, you know, this is actually.
No, I was dead ass.
This is actually happening. So going back to the move is I am so afraid to move my PC, like terrified. Like I think I'm literally going to carry it the entire ride home. And I'm sure are Massachusetts roads similar to New York and New Jersey where it's like there's potholes everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, the side roads is so many.
Yeah. So, dude, I swear, even like highways and stuff, like I literally think that I'm just going to hit one fucking pothole and my 2070 like graphics card is just going to snap in half. Like it's just one pothole.
Would you ever disassemble it?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, me
neither. And like, so I just recently upgraded my PC's RAM from 16 gigabytes to 32. And if you can, guys, RAM is the easiest thing to upgrade, even if you don't know it. And it's also the most cost effective. I started getting a lot more frames out of my game just by upgrading my RAM to 32 gigabytes. But anyway, I was installing my RAM and I was on the phone with my boy MFans and JFly, and I was visibly sweating because one, like I don't do this stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I first got my PC, I almost shattered the glass case that it came in.
Because you're good at that shit, though. I feel like you would know how to do it or you'd learn. You watch a
video. I'm pre-built through and through. I mean, granted, for me, it's so nerve-wracking. I would just rather get it pre-built, especially at pre-built prices today, plus a warranty. You know, we can go back and forth with this, but because there's a lot of people out there who's like, you know, if you don't build it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so when I first got my PC, you know how you have to take off like the casing and then take off it comes up with like styrofoam in the computer, so it doesn't, it protects it basically.
Yep.
So when I unscrewed the glass, I thought it was gonna fall out towards me, and the thing just fell straight down, like right into my desk. I was literally, I can't believe it didn't crack or anything. So then this time, right, I made one mistake, I think, when I was upgrading my RAM, is I put my PC on my bed, and I'll get to that in a second, but I unscrewed the glass. I really had to like pop it out. Like shit's like, I'm here. I'm afraid I'm going to smash it anyway. But with RAM, like you really have to press down for it to click in place, right? You like, do. Well, so you, I know you've had experience with RAM that we're going to touch on in a second here, but you really have to push down hard for it to snap in place. Now, since I had my PC on my bed, when I'm pushing down, it's kind of like sinking into my bed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting that force of like pushing onto something hard and it just like snapping into place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like Eddie Hall. I'm like the strongest man alive, right? I have that like athleticism. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't, but go ahead.
So I'm pushing, dude, my knuckles are white. Like in the movie Invincible, like is that the movie name with Mark Wahlberg? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He's football? And he's on Mark the Eagles. Wahlberg? Yeah, it's with Marky Mark. I think it's Invincible.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, he's always like, watch for the white knuckles, because that means there's a ton of pressure. So I'm pushing down as hard as I can. Like my knuckles are white. I'm convinced I'm gonna snap my motherboard in half. But the thing finally clicked into place. And I'll be honest, man, like that was a terrifying experience. I was sweating, I had to take off my sweatshirt, I felt too hot. It was
it's like you're doing open heart surgery.
Dude, literally. Yeah. And my boy Matt and J-Fly. My boys who I was on the phone with, they both built their PCs, like their PC whizzes to a degree, and they were just dying of laughter. They're like, you're not going to break, like really press hard. And in my head, like, I'm like, all right, press hard. I'm literally, it was no, terrifying.
I know the pain, because I had to do the same thing. I had a mishap, let's call it, where I like had my RAM backwards the whole time.
So were you going from 8 to 16 or 16 to 24?
16 to 32.
Okay. So you had two sticks of RAM, or do you have one 16 gigabyte stick?
One 16 gigabyte
stick. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was going from 16 to 32. Himicane actually, like I sent him all my like stuff a while ago, like motherboard, what type of, you know, whatever. And he's like, this is a stick you want. It's like $60, $70, which I'll say RAM upgrade is like one of the better upgrades you can do, like cost wise, effectiveness. Like I noticed like, performance improvement with that RAM, just because like my PC was so like full or whatever, like the extra RAM like actually helped.
Yeah, and like, I feel like so demanding that.
Yeah, it really is. So like I've heard of RAM over, like you can overclock your RAM too.
Yeah, I overclock my RAM,
which I might do. Like I don't know,
it's worth it.
But yeah, I had my RAM installed upside down, like backwards. Like it never really clicked in, but it like kind of did. So I was like, oh, this is working. A month later, my brother came over and he's like checking my specs or whatever. Like,
I'm
like,
Blanky?
Yeah, something's up. No, my younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Younger brother. He's like the hands-on guy in the family.
Right.
So he like checks my stuff and he's like, your RAM is like not even close to being in. Like, this isn't on right. So he like flipped it over, stuck it in. He's like, yeah, now you have 16 extra RAM. I was like, I thought I had 32 RAMs this whole time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He's like, did you just call it RAMs?
I'm like, RAMs? You said RAMs? Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I have 32 RAMs.
Hey, you're trying your best, though. That's all that matters.
But it's just like, just having a console is just, it's so easy. Like having the Xbox, you don't need to upgrade. It's just as it is, you know?
Yeah. But the one thing I will say is like, I definitely agree with that. There is something so nice about a console. You literally plug in a controller, plug in a power cord, and just play. And it's so nice and easy. But once you do learn like the ins and outs of PC, like I could never go back. I'm going to probably get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X for like Madden, FIFA, like other games like that. But I mean, I don't think I'll ever game FPS again on a console.
Why? So what? I haven't played sports games in so fucking long. What's the issue with the, like, you just can't play those games on PC?
So
like, there's no way to do it.
It's, you can, but it's almost like no one does it. I don't know why it's never transitioned to PC, because I'm almost positive you can play those games on PC. But I just think like the majority, and also like the competitive players, like everyone just plays it on console for whatever reason. I think they're honestly, I don't know. I actually really don't know. Like, let me see, like, can you play Madden on PC?
There's got to be a way. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy it on your PC. Like, it's available. I just think no one does it yet. Maybe now that, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you could play it. I don't know why no one does it. You know what I mean?
I think when Kurt streams, he plays on his PS5 or whatever. Like, when he streams Madden.
It's almost, I don't know if it's optimized for those games. Like, since everyone plays. Well, the thing is, too, right, cross-compatibility. So, those games aren't cross-compatible, which is crazy. But that, like, you know, obviously those games are huge for, like, Ultimate Team, you know, collecting cards. And everyone wants to do that against people on the same console. So, if you don't have a big pool base and PC, that must be what it is. But, you know, I don't really know why PC games never really – or, I'm sorry, why sport games ever really went to PC.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
I've been so, like, out of sports games for, like, years now. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun every now and then, but I don't like buying them every single year. FIFA's the one game I didn't mind buying every year because you got a new Ultimate Team every year.
Yeah.
But games like Madden, MLB The Show, I mean, you're literally getting the same exact game every year, it feels like, with me. All right, guys, and now a word from our sponsor, Manscaped. Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim your holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped, the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, has an exclusive offer for our audience. Use code 1BPOD to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They are here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning.
Manscaped are the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming and have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing products. They're here to help you with your above-the-waist holes, too. Have you heard of the Weed Whacker? This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, tugs in those delicate little holes. No more gross nose hairs flying in the wind.
Get 20% off and free shipping with code 1BPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code 1BPOD at manscaped.com. It's spring cleaning, baby, and your balls will thank you. All right, getting back into the swing of things with Warzone. We have a fake FFAR AUG nerf. Like, Bonds, have you played it since this alleged update?
I have.
So what are your thoughts?
So the FFAR nerf, the ADS did get nerfed again. I think that's the second time they've like touched the ADS
speed on the nerf.
And the reason is, right, you don't want one gun to be so mobile, to shoot from range, to shoot up close. It just takes, like, you can use the FFAR. It's just so versatile. There's got to be some give and take with the assault rifle class.
Right.
So I think they're trying to like make it a little less, you know, the ADS speed a little less mobile.
Right.
But there's workarounds with it. You can put the serpent wrap grip on. You can take off a barrel. And that's what we're seeing is people making switches to their FFAR, but it's still very much viable. Yeah. The AUG, similar concept. Like, they're making the recoil. So with the tactical rifles, they don't want it being so accurate. Like, there's got to be a penalty for, like, the bullet velocity is so good. The range is so good. There's got to be some penalty. And they added a little bit of recoil, so there's noticeable recoil at range. I mean, but it's still, I think it's still like we're seeing the AUG still being used. And like I saw a tournament yesterday, the AUG was used.
Right.
M16 will be used. It shoots a little bit slower. But if I'm in a tournament today, I would still use AUG FFAR. I would just make a little bit of changes to my FFAR class.
Yeah. And what I feel like is once you remove the 50 round fast mag and just go 50 round mag on the FFAR, the gun feels exactly the same. Yeah. Like, exactly the same.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, the damage is too high on it. Like, it's still the best ground loot gun. And they're saying, like, oh, we nerfed this, we did this. And then you go in and you actually play it, and they didn't do anything. It's annoying.
Have you tried the AUG?
I snipe a lot, so I haven't used the AUG much, but I was watching, like, TP and Symphony play with the AUG yesterday. And it, again, looked exactly the same. Maybe a little bit less recoil. But, like, on a burst gun, it's really easy to control recoil. So.
It really is, yeah.
It's not like an automatic.
It's definitely not – it's definitely still viable. Like, both guns, AUG, FFAR. So, the 50-round mag, if you don't use the speed mag, they've nerfed that a little bit too. So, but now you just add a serpent wrap. You add a grip that helps ADS speed. And it's, again, still, I saw Aiden rip with it. I still think the AUG is still usable as well. It's not that hard to control.
Yeah.
And it shoots so quick.
It's weird, man. I think I'm so scarred from the DMR meta that I don't hate the AUG meta. It's not a fun meta because you do die very fast at range.
Yeah.
But I just think nothing compares to that DMR meta. But I get really annoyed when they like, I just don't get it because they say they're nerfing these guns and then you go and use them and they feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just, maybe a couple more hit markers, but it's like the AUG or M16 and FFAR are still the best guns in the game. So it's like, what do we do?
To me, like, why there's like 40 or so guns in Warzone.
Yeah.
In every season, there's one or two guns that are used by 90% of the players.
Yeah.
And I know some of it is people seeing pro streamers use these guns. So they want to use them too. They see the TikToks, but it's like, how hard is it to make, I don't know, 4 to 5 guns viable.
Yeah.
As opposed to one or two.
Right.
There, you cannot play a game like in a sweaty-ish lobby without an AUG or FFAR.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Unless you're using a car, of course, but it's very hard to just throw on a kilo MP5 and just like chill.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And the thing is, it's not like we are using the FFAR because we love the FFAR. It's like we have to.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a fun gun to use, but if you don't use it, you're just going to get killed up close by it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's crazy.
I switched to the Mac to try it. I was like, you know, the Mac was a fun meta. I liked using the Mac. I don't know if you, did you like the Mac at all?
I like the Mac. My biggest thing with the Mac is that you always have to reload. So to get one kill, it's easy. To get 2, 3, 4, again, that's where it gets really tough because you're always caught in a bad reload, I felt like.
Yeah, no, I agree. But like, how cool would it be if you could use a Mac, you could use an MP5, MP7. Like, I wish all these guns are viable, but it's like, you bring any of those guns to a far fight, you're losing. You're losing.
Yeah. I really
kills too quick.
I really wouldn't mind an MP5 meta back. I that was my favorite gun to use.
Kilo MP5. Like if I could wake up tomorrow and it would be, or even AMAX MP5. Yeah. Like an AMAX MP5 meta would be awesome. AMAX Mac meta, like
I like the AMAX because it actually takes skill to use. It has some recoil, it has some kick. The bullet velocity on an AMAX is not good either. Like if someone's flying in, like you really have to lead your shots. So I'm all for like an AMAX meta, and dude, we'll just see what they do. Like, who knows?
I also hate the time to kill with these guns. It's like,
yeah,
they cater to the bad player. Like if you're running and a guy has an AUG and shoots you in the back twice, you're dead.
Right.
Like my 10-year-old brother could shoot you with an AUG. Like it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I just wish the time to kill was, I wish you had more time to react and like use gun skill.
Yeah.
Just, it's like nearly impossible.
I think that's what like almost the Kilo MP5 or even to a degree, the Grau MP5, but the Grau was a little bit too easy to control the recoil for like every player.
Yeah.
That's why like I love a meta where it's like an automatic weapon. That's not, you just pick it up and you just instantly get kills. Cause I remember the first time I used the Kilo, I hated it. Cause I was like, this gun has like a weird bounce to it. And then once you get used to the recoil, then it's a lot easier, but it's still, you know, it still takes skill to use like a Kilo, for example, and to keep hitting and tracking your shots. Whereas an AUG, it's like, you know, two bursts, you just mount up and it's just dead.
And the Kilo didn't kill that quick compared to these guns now. So it's like, you had to be consistent at shooting. You had to like keep your reticle on them and while they're jumping, like it definitely took skill to use, but it's
the
like
the kilo nerf is weird because like players just got annoyed at dying to the same gun even though it wasn't overpowered. Like I'll never understand that, because even with the Kilo, like you could have used the Bruin, you could use the AMAX, there was a lot of variants and options that like you could have used. I felt like
I just feel like every season we look back and it's like, oh, I wish we went back to this, and it's like when we were in it was a problem.
Yeah.
But now looking back, it's like, oh shit. Now this is something to complain about.
It like progressively gets worse, right?
A lot of it too is just like gamers will complain about anything.
Right, that's true too.
Any, like who has, what game right now people are like, oh, this game's perfect. Like don't change anything.
Never.
Gamers are just like, they're selfish and like.
It'll never happen.
No, it's not.
Never happen. And then the biggest troll that I literally thought was an April Fool's Day, that's clearly not, is the RCXD car being at the bottom of a buy station. Like, that's a troll, right? Like, what is that? It doesn't. Everything else is in chronological order.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even go in order. Like, why not put it above? I don't know, a UAV.
So lazy.
But you put it at the bottom below the 10K. I don't know.
And everyone after a year is used to, especially controller players. This really doesn't affect mass and key players because you have to individually click on like what you want. But like controller players, we used to go into the buy station, tapping up one time to go to the bottom of loadout and buy it. And now it's like after a year of the game being out, they're just changing that.
It's bullshit. Like I bought an RC car maybe 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And each time I was like 1,000 off again. So I'm like, well, now I got to go find more money.
It's terrible. And now imagine being in a tournament. Like you have like the heat of the pressure on you. Like you're just trying to buy and go, buy and go, buy and go. And now you're getting like RCXD cars. I think in the Electric 18 of like the Barstool College Gaming Championship, we saw like 5 or 6 loadouts not get bought and get an RC car instead. And like that can mess up your entire game.
Yeah, you got to go find more money. Like you said, you don't want to be standing at a loadout with your pants hanging down. You know, you don't
especially if you're dropping like super or something.
Yeah, exactly. Those loadouts, it's in and out. You got to be quick. So the Gulag guns haven't been switched out either. Did you notice right. that?
Yeah. That's
how long have we had these same guns? 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. I just hate fist. I hate the fist.
I hate the M82.
The M82. Thank God most people don't use it because that's the most broken sniper in the game. Cause the rate of fire is insane.
I saw a TikTok on it of a guy. He made an M82 class and he's like, this is going to break Warzone.
Yeah. I'm just happy. Guy. That hasn't started, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a broken record, but it's like we're still playing this game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I still love the game at the end of the day. I fucking hate it at the same time too, though. What are your thoughts on the Gallo?
I haven't used it. I've seen it, and like I kind of just like pretend I don't see it. But it's definitely bad. I wonder if we're gonna see it more now that the FAR ADS is a little nerfed and like people try to switch. A lot of it comes from like troll TikToks too. People like see this and they're like, oh,
yeah. I do think that the Gallo could be a problem for rats you're facing against, but I think the Gallo is going to be really tough for good players to try to like solo trio, solo squad with because it does have a slow reload speed and it does take a decent amount of shots, but like the rate of fire is so fast that it almost to me feels like that same Mac 10 where it's like you have to keep reloading, but obviously the Gallo is much slower reload than like the Mac 10. So I could definitely see losing to the Gallo shotgun a lot, but like I don't know if I'll ever main it because of that reason. Like you can't really take out multiple people. It's not like the R9 where you get 14 shots, you know what I mean? It's a 2-shot. But
yeah, I haven't run into it as much. So like I honestly have seen it a few times, but I haven't really died from it more than a handful of times to really. But again, that'll definitely be annoying. Like any shotgun that is generally pretty annoying to me.
Yeah. And when you run into it, like you know you run into it.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know what I mean? All right, guys. And now a word from our sponsor, Manscaped. Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim your holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped, the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, has an exclusive offer for our audience. Use code 1BPOD to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They are here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning.
Manscaped are the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming and have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing products. They're here to help you with your above-the-waist holes, too. Have you heard of the Weed Whacker? This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, tugs in those delicate little holes. No more gross nose hairs flying in the wind.
Get 20% off and free shipping with code 1BPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code 1BPOD at manscaped.com. It's spring cleaning, baby, and your balls will thank you. In other streaming news, Ludwig's Streamathon. I think we're over like 24-ish something days. And I was watching it yesterday, and he was actually down to like a minute on the train. And he did something where he's like, all right, for this next, it was like I don't know if you called it a sub hour, power hour or something. He was like, I'm matching every sub.
Oh, wow.
He got 4,000 subs in like that hour. Jeez. So he matched that. So he got 8,000.
Yep.
So now the timer's back up to 13 hours. And like his mod's like sleeping on the, is like sleeping in his, he actually legitimately has a race car bed, which is hilarious. Wow. And his mod is like just sleeping in the bed right now. But so that timer's back up. But again, the max he said was he was going 31 days. So we're approaching there. And on top of that too, he's the second ever Twitch streamer to hit over 200,000 subs.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, and the only one I did do before was Ninja.
Yeah.
That was two things going on. You had peak Fortnite days plus Amazon Prime. Twitch Prime was like brand new at that time and everyone got it. You remember that? Like, you didn't even need a Twitch account.
So both of these scenarios, the timing has been like incredible. Not so much for Ludwig, but like the hype around Ludwig is insane. Like thing he's doing.
Yeah. His idea and his execution is insane, right? Because I'm sure a lot of people in the past maybe have tried to do a streamathon. But that's why, like, in life, right, there's ideas, peoples, and then there's people who actually execute. And this execution is insane. It's insane.
Do you think Ludwig gave Twitch a heads up and is like, hey, I want to renegotiate how much money I make per sub. Awesome. I'm about to go on this streamathon. We're going to make a lot of money, but, like, I'm not giving you half. I wonder if there were conversations in place with, like, Ludwig. And because I know some Twitch partners can negotiate their split.
Yeah.
I think like the peak, the top of the top can.
Right. And he's definitely up there.
Oh yeah, exactly. So if I was him, I got to think, like, imagine he was getting half of this, like that would suck.
I think almost the normal Twitch partner contract, obviously I'm not a Twitch partner and you know, it's not like you can just openly read Twitch partner contracts. So at the time of this recording, like we're both not partners. I believe that once you are in the partner program, I think you do instantly move above 50-50. And I think it's more towards 60-40. And then the more you get, I think you have more leeway to be like, no, I want 70-30. Mm-hmm. XYZ. Again, I'm not certain about those numbers, but I also think too that I think this streamathon is like mostly for charity. Like, I think he's not keeping a good portion of it too, which is still wild. Obviously, this is going to affect his brand forever. You know what I mean? There's all eyes. Like, he can post a YouTube video now, I'm sure he'll get like a million views instantly just because everyone's talking about Ludwig. And his stream is just, it's like, I would love to see his unique viewers, but also his followers after this month long period. Like, how many followers did he gain?
I'm sure he'll post a screenshot.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's like him sleeping. It's like 40,000 viewers.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like,
did you see my 12 hour stream last week?
Oh yeah. So yeah, that was what, your second longest stream so far?
Yeah, it was tough. 12 hours, man. I powered through. Yeah, could you
explain to me what happened there?
Yeah, so I played Sasquatch. I went live, maybe streamed for an hour and a half. It looked like I shut my stream off, shut my cam off.
Well, the cam was never on, right? Like, it was
Black. The cam was actually never on, so true.
But the cam was on, but did you just cover it?
Yeah, I just had it on my desk down. Because I didn't want to go into OBS and, like, edited it. So I just like put my camera down.
So lazy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
12 hour stream though. You calling me lazy? When's your last 12
hours? How much of those 12 hour streams, how much of that 12 hour stream were you actually there?
I mean, that's none of your business. I was there the whole time. My camera was off. I wasn't playing either. I was just like sitting in front of the camera.
Now, did you accidentally leave it on?
Yes.
See, like, do you ever worry, like, because I know it's in the downstairs of your house, but you ever, like, down there, like, were you ever worried when you found out that it was on that you're like, oh, shit, did someone hear something? Does that cross your mind? Because, like, that's how my brain operates.
It's so far low. Like, my main living area is, like, way above. Like, I have a big house. I have a big place.
Nice.
There's no way you would hear anything.
You're the richest guy I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Vamp, actually, someone said, one of my buddies texted me and he goes, you left his stream on. I heard cheeks clapping all night. And I'm like, that's definitely not true. But so there was, after he said that, I was like, oh shit, my stream's on.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, there's no, you can't hear anything.
Well, I get, obviously, we have different stream setups. Like, mine's like in my room. Even when I move, it's going to be in my room. So it's very different. Like, if I left my stream on, I'd be nervous. I do everything in my room. And it's like,
yeah.
You know. I don't know. It kind of freaks me out.
No, that's true.
That's fair. I mean, you got a live mic. You got to be careful sometimes.
No, it is true. It would have been cool if there was, not cool, but if there was a break-in in my house and my Twitch stream got it. The camera.
Yeah, like that was your surveillance camera?
Yeah. You think that's actually a good idea?
That's not bad.
Twitch surveillance system. If you live in like a tough area.
You could do that.
I would watch someone stream just waiting for a break-in.
Yeah. Just wait for one?
Yeah. If I'm like a viewer, I'm like, dude, it might be a break-in tonight. Let's check it out.
Honestly, there could be something there because I guarantee people would watch something like that because it's always the off chance. Like, it could happen. You know what I mean?
Get popcorn ready. Like, tonight's the night. Someone's going to break in.
You might be onto something here.
I know.
So are we going to be expecting any more 12-hour streams coming up soon?
Maybe. I mean, it's pretty easy for me to do. All I do is just, like, leave. Like, I just go to bed. Wow. My chat was bumping, too. Got, like, two or three subs, I think.
I'm proud of you, Bones.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm proud of you. So Dr. Disrespect on March 30th came out with his book, officially dropped, Violence, Speed, Momentum. So I think, I don't know if any other streamer besides Ninja has a book. Because Ninja has How to Get Good at Gaming. Is that what it's really called?
I think it's
like Good Kid.
Yeah, it's something along those lines, like trying to get you to get good, or like how not to suck or whatever.
Get Good. Yeah, is it Get Good, My Ultimate Guide to Gaming?
Yeah.
Tyler Blevins. So Ninja has a book. Doc now has a book, Violence, Speed, Momentum. And everyone's like raving about it and loving it right now. And Bonds had a million-dollar idea.
Dude, if Dr. Disrespect, the last page of the book, just spelled out the reason why he was kicked out of Twitch, like, that's New York bestseller.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the only thing is it would get leaked. It would get leaked.
I know. That's the thing. It would absolutely get leaked. Dude, it's crazy how that, like, no one knows. Still.
Yeah, it's been, what, over a year?
It's very close to a year.
Yeah, that's like one of the greatest mysteries like of all time. It's like, are aliens real? Why did my dad leave me? And then why did Dr. Disrespect me too much?
No, I think he just went to the grocery store to get apples. They're just not in season.
It's been a long time.
You're just not in season. That's all.
Yeah, she's still searching. Why the fuck did Dr. Disrespect get kicked off Twitch?
Like, dude, and we're in the information age where people find out everything about everything. It's unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable.
How many people in the world know?
That's what I wonder. Like a handful? I think Nick Merck knows. Nick Merck knows. Yeah.
Eventually, if they start to tell people, it starts to leak, like, you can only contain it for so long.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, and originally I thought he was building out some streaming platform or something. Like, remember, like, people were speculating him, Ninja, Shroud were building out a streaming platform. I just wonder, man.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of went off. Like, every now and then you'll see, like, someone bring it up on Twitter, but.
Yeah, but then it just circles back to this. Like, you have nothing to say because we're just like, we have no idea. We have no clue.
There are always some hardos. Like, dude, I know what happened, but I can't say it. Like that Twitter guy. Who's that guy on Twitter?
They're always around.
He tweeted, like, I know what happened to Dr. Disrespect, but I can't say it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, man. Like, why tweet that?
Got it. Thank you, Notre Dame.
It's like, I could tweet that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, literally anyone could. Guys, hope you enjoyed episode 16, really 18 of One Bullet Pod. We might call it sponsor intros. But thank you guys for listening. Leave a 5-star review, follow, and subscribe if you are watching the video on YouTube. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you in the next one.